Listening to America Weekend is like being able to eat nothing but candy and sweets 24 hours a day. Yummy! America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us, a lot coming up. We are going to start things off with gadgets created by some very intelligent people. Ryan Seacrest, Lady Gaga, and more. Gadgets that were allegedly created by some of your favorite celebrities. And then another edition of America's Business with Ted David. This time, Ted is talking about the decision on net neutrality and what it means to you and your online activity. And then internet shorthand that every parent should know. Do you know all of these abbreviations? Do you know what your kids are even doing online and on their phones? You should, and some of these will shock you. After that, the reasons cats are better than dogs. Are you a cat person or are you a dog person? Maybe you're a gecko person. I don't know. Either way, we're going to find out. We start things off this hour with eating breakfast. It is the most important meal of the day. What is a good breakfast for you? Do you remember back in the days of the Brady Bunch and some of those old movies? Everybody would eat nothing but eggs and bacon and sausage and tons of it, and everybody seemed to still live to, I don't know, 75? But now we're eating healthy. But there is something out there that's calling to you and calling to me, saying, eat me for breakfast. Eating cereal may seem like a fast way to check off, quote, have the most important meal, unquote, from your daily to-do list. But Taco Bell has streamlined the cereal eating process with its newest creation, Captain Crunch Delights. Whereas traditional Crunchberry consumption methods involve the addition of the cereal and milk to a bowl, good old Taco Bell decided not only is that method archaic and boring, but it's also quite inefficient. That's why its new Captain Crunch Delights combine the cereal and the milk into one delicious deep-fried ball. Wow, what a way to start the day. The folks at Food Beast were invited to the Taco Bell test kitchen to try out the new treats. It is the very same kitchen of mad food science that was able to amplify naturally occurring Dorito wavelengths and harness their goodness as taco shells. Essentially a deep-fried ball of sweet dough, the delights are filled with a sugary cream and dusted with more Captain Crunch. This according to Food Beast after testing the product. If you are one of the lucky residents of Bakersfield, California, then you'll soon be able to get your hands on the treats and set sail for the high seas of deliciousness. The desserts will be available two for a dollar or $4.50 for a dozen. Not only are they tasty, they're quite affordable as well. Where are we going as a society if we are surrendering to fried balls of dough for breakfast? Would you want that? Imagine what it would feel like after you ate such a thing. It would feel as if you had eaten a softball for breakfast because it would lay in your stomach for the rest of the day. Have an important 2 o'clock meeting with the boss? You're not going to be able to make that meeting because you're going to be down the hall occupying the you-know-what room. That's right. So, the Captain Crunch treat. And who actually sits down and decides that America wants this? Hasn't the push towards healthy eating consumed us, for lack of a better term, for the better part of, I don't know, maybe 20 years now? It now seems whenever you bring up the name of a fast food restaurant, it's met with disdain. Oh, you eat there? Millennials supposedly never eat at fast food restaurants. So, if Taco Bell is doing this, what does it say? Are we still engaging in those guilty pleasures? And a fried ball of dough encrusted with some Captain Crunch? It's pretty guilty if you ask me. You can follow me on Twitter. Let me know the crazy things you eat for breakfast at Ed Kalenge, at EDKALEGI. I'm going to go get myself a snack, maybe one of these things. And then, gadgets allegedly invented by your favorite celebrities. There's just so much brain power and talent out there, folks. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Regulating greenhouse gases is actually worth money. Believe it or not, regulating greenhouse gases will generate a fortune. So who should get it? The cap and trade climate change bill looks to create an estimated $150 billion in the first year it takes effect. Then within 40 years, greenhouse gas regulation should generate $3 trillion worth of value in the United States alone. So where should that money go? A coalition called the U.S. Climate Action Partnership, curiously consisting of GE, General Motors, Ford, DuPont, and Shell, Duke Energy, Florida Power and Light, and Pacific Gas and Electric, will meet to lay claim on all this free money. But should it go to utility and oil companies, or to government investments in new technology, along with the customers who'll be facing rising rates? We'll keep you informed.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Order in the court.
How well do you know the law? This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Three crimes will be committed in the following story. Listen closely and see if you can name all three. Bill decides to rob a liquor store and asks Jim to help him. Jim agrees and they borrow a gun to use during the robbery. The two men drive to the liquor store and walk in, but they see a cop, so they call the whole thing off and go home. Can you name the three crimes Bill and Jim committed? The final verdict after this. Could you name the three crimes? Here they are. First, Bill was guilty of solicitation when he asked Jim to commit a crime. Second, when they borrowed the gun, it was conspiracy. And finally, because they were in the liquor store with intent, they were guilty of attempted robbery. And that's the final verdict.